This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.
One of the biggest employers in Westmoreland County has suspended its sales of CPAP machines. Meanwhile, make sure that's actually a utility service calling. A new hunting season could be in store. Plus, they took the polar plunge. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Philips Respironics North America has suspended the sale of its continuous positive airway pressure machines, aka CPAPs, reports the Tribune Review. One of Westmoreland County's largest employers, the Dutch company Philips, which purchased the Burrysville-based Respironics, was forced by the FDA to recall millions of its sleep therapy and respirator machines after it was found that the foam used in them could break down and potentially be breathed in or swallowed, complaints of which Philips officials eventually admitted they withheld. The company agreed to a partial $479 million settlement in September to resolve a lawsuit filed by people who developed lung problems and even cancer following the use of these machines, along with the recall. A consent decree, which is something that will provide Philips Respironics with a roadmap of defined actions and to show compliance with regulations, is also being finalized for submission to the relevant U.S. court for approval. Make sure that's really a utility's calling you, reports Y. Philadelphia area electric and gas utility PECO is warning people that they usually see an uptick in scams targeting their customers around this time of year, and up through April. These calls, which actually have a fake ID that reads PECO, typically demand money very urgently. But before you do anything, make sure it's actually PECO. The company recommends you take the time to check your online account or call your utility directly to confirm any sort of call. Also, never, ever trust them if they ask for payment with cryptocurrency or gift cards. A new hunting season may be on its way, states Penn Live. The State Game Commission posted the highlights of a meeting it had on Sunday night, one of which stated that Pennsylvania may be able to partake in a wild pheasant season. While there are two wild pheasant recovery areas already in Pennsylvania, the commission stated there could be a season open to more hunters after preliminary approval of a measure that would let the commission's executive director to decide whether wild pheasant recovery areas would be open to rooster-only pheasant hunting, along with season length and a bag limit each year. Further information regarding this potential pheasant season remains pending. Over 600 people took the plunge on Sunday, says CBS Local Pittsburgh. The Beaver County Polar Plunge. This rather chilly event happens each year and serves as a fundraiser for the county's Special Olympics team. This year, contributions hit more than $158,000. Now that's cool. That's all for today. For even more news, visit PennLive.com. And please remember to rate this podcast and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com with any thoughts you may have. Thanks ahead of time, and of course, thank you for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.